Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Yeah. Let's talk about some predictions. I'm not a big fan of making these predictions this early, but you know, we gotta fill some time here, so it's a perfect time to do it. NL predictions. Let's start with division. Who you got winning the West, the Central, the East, and the National League?
Yeah, I went with the Padres. I mean, obviously, it should be Padres or Dodgers. I thought all the moves they made were fantastic. Cardinals, to me, should win that Central now. It feels like the Brewers took a little bit of a step back. And I went with the Phillies. I think it's a three-team race in the National League. I'm looking bad through one game, but I love their offense, and I like what they did in the winter, and I think they can pull it off.
I'm going with the Padres in the West. I think this is the year they surpassed the Dodgers in terms of winning a division. We know they beat the Dodgers in the playoffs last year, but I think a true sign that things are changing is if you start winning your division. And I think that's the next step for the Padres. They certainly have the roster to do it. They aren't at full strength right now. Robert Suarez on the IL, Joe Musgrove on the IL, Fernando Tatis Jr. is not eligible to come back until April 20th. I expect that they'll be fine. Now, I will say this. The one thing that typically division winners do is they pound the teams at the bottom of the division. The Padres have not been very successful at that in the last two seasons, which is why they haven't won a division. They were 9-10 against the Rockies last year, and that was an improvement on the year before where they were even worse against the bottom of the division. So I expect them to do that. In the Central, listen, my gut says the Cardinals, but I think this is a toss-up. I really do. I don't think the Brewers are all that bad, and if they stay close, I think anything can happen in this division. Now, if they fall out, expect to see them start to sell some of their better talent, come deadline time.
They did that last year when they were in first. So yeah. I don't even think you have to add that caveat if they fall out. You know, who knows what they're capable of doing? They were
that's
in
a good
front
point.
They traded their closer. So, you know, it's a small market team. They think differently than you and I. And, we'll see. But I you have more faith in them than I do. I mean, obviously, they have some good players. I think the rotation is outstanding. I'm a little concerned about that offense, particularly stack up to a team that's got Goldschmidt and Arenado and Contreras now. They got a lot of pieces.
In the East, I'm going to buck the trend a little bit here. I'm going to take the Phillies. So I'm not bucking the trend then. I like the Phillies ball club. I think they learned a lot about themselves in that run last year. I think they'll be better for it. And then you add to the fact that they bring in Trey Turner, who I think you'll hear here in a second has a chance to be an MVP when it's all said and done this year. I like where he's at. In terms of the division. Let's talk MVP. I give you mine. I think it's going to be Trey Turner. He's my National League MVP this year. I just think he's carrying over his WBC performance. I think that's going to roll right into the year, and I think he's going to have a phenomenal year. He's in a place he wants to be. He just signed this big deal, and I played with Trey. He's not the type that I think will go out and put too much pressure on himself to the point where he starts to struggle, like we often see from guys who sign big deals. They try to prove their worth in that first year. He's a very cool-minded person. I don't see him getting to that, especially since he signed to go to Philly. I mean, if you sign to go to Philly, you know what comes with it. I think he's going to be the MVP. Who's yours?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You played with Trey. You're even younger than you look. I can't even believe it. You played with Trey. He's playing right now in the middle of his career. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm jealous. I go in with Juan Soto. So I mean, I think he's the best hitter in baseball, and he's something to prove after coming over and not really being himself, other than walking. And he was pretty good in the playoffs, but didn't hit like we remember him hitting for the most part in Washington. And when I was out there and saw the Padres, I don't think I saw him make an out. And I know he went to WBC and hit there. The guy can hit. And I was surprised they didn't come after him and make an offer this spring. He's got 2 years to go and Scott Boras. So good luck that they're going to sign him with that. But, hey, look, the Padres have shocked me before. Who thought they were going to come up with the money for Bogaerts and Machado twice? So an amazing – they do an amazing job there, Peter Seidler and the group. And who knows? They may go for Soto and Ohtani. I don't know. But Soto's my guy.
Cy Young for this year. Who you got in National League?
Cy Young, National League. I love Urias as a pick. Give me your pick first.
And that's who I'm going with. I'm going with Julio Urias. Okay. I think he's really put together 2 years worth of Cy Young quality work.
Yeah.
I think this is the year he gets over the hump. You've removed some of the better pitchers out of the National League. They've gone to the other league. I just think this opens up, and with him being at the forefront of the rotation for the first time, right? Walker Buehler's not available. Kirsch is still an unbelievable pitcher. He's just not as young as he once was. I like Julio to be that Cy Young this year in the National League.
Yeah, well, that's my pick for those who didn't read my post preview, and I already picked Justin Verlander, and he's injured. So I will now go with Urias as the Cy Young winner. That's cheating, though, I think. I did pick Verlander, but I like
still
at
time.
This moment, Urias is the healthier one. So,
all right, we'll go to the AL predictions. I'll give you my division winners here. I know you already gave us your West. In the West, I'm taking the Mariners. I like the club they've put together this year. It's not that the Astros have gotten worse, because they didn't. They're pretty much the same team minus Verlander. They added Abreu, which I think is going to be a great pickup for him when it's all said and done. But I like this Mariners team. I'm a believer in the previous year's work and what that does for your mentality, your confidence in that following year, especially when the nucleus is the same as it is for the Mariners. I thought they probably played the Astros the toughest in the playoffs. I don't think anybody else played them as tough as the Mariners. They lost two close games in extra innings or in late in games. They blew two leads late in games. And then they had the epic however many inning finale against them before being eliminated. I like this team. I think they're confident. I think they win the West. In the Central, my gosh, this is a toss-up in my opinion. But the White Sox, I know they disappointed a lot last year, but they got the same guys. And they got some really good players on their ball club. I really like where they're at. I think they have a bounce back year. They win the Central. In the East, I think it's the Yankees. I think it's the Yankees division to lose. Them adding Rodon, I think, is going to be a huge piece that they add. I don't know that they had a better rotation last year. I think this rotation this year is probably better than the one they had last year. And that's, you know, that rotation last year surprised a lot of people and how well they pitched. So I like the Yankees in the East.
Well, you did great, but unfortunately you went 0-3. I'm going to stick with the Astros. I mean, they got a lot of issues right now with the injuries, with Altuve, with Brantley. Alvarez, I'm still wondering about. And coming back and off of a championship, also an issue. But I'm going to think they stick. I like three teams making the playoffs there. I only have the Angels going to the World Series as a wild card.
Wild card?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that's crazy. But in the
it's
Central,
not that crazy. The Phillies did it last year, so.
I went with the Guardians. I do think the White Sox should be much better than 500, but I just can't pick against the Guardians. I can't believe they won that division going away last year, and they bring back basically the same team with the same rotation. I like the Jays rotation. Yankees have a couple of injury questions in the rotation right now. Obviously, it's going to be should be a dogfight with those two teams, though.
All right, let's go MVP Cy Young. We'll finish it up there. I'll give you my MVP. I think this young man has a bounce back season after a disappointing season from his standard, and that's Vlad Guerrero Jr. I think he has a terrific season. I'm still one of these skeptics that I need to see Ohtani continue to do this for a long time. There's no other human being that has been able to do this and sustain this type of play for a long period of time outside of Babe Ruth. Now, you know, that there's a whole bunch of caveats to that, but I think Ohtani, he has set the bar so high for himself. If he comes below that at all, people won't look at it the same way. And so I think he puts himself at a disadvantage. And I think it opens the door for a guy like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I think he had a disappointing year last year. I think he has a bounce back season this year and wins the MVP.
Well, I went with the most obvious Ohtani. I think he certainly could do it one more year. And I think whoever's going to sign him is going to expect him to do it at least another 5 years and probably give him at least a 10-year deal. You know, I've never seen anything like this. So that's the most obvious pick. And believe it or not, I think Vlad Guerrero is a long shot in this race with when you've got Judge and you've got Ohtani. So I take my hat off to you.
I mean, if it's Judge hitting 68 homers this year and Ohtani doing anything close to what he did the last 2 years, he's definitely an outsider looking in on this one. Cy Young,
I went with the chalk, although I think I saw the odds and DeGrom is the favorite. But in my mind, it should be Gerrit Cole. I mean, he's the most dependable of the aces. You may not say he's the best pitcher, but of the aces, he's the most dependable. He's always going to take the mound every 5 days, and it's hard to believe he's never won a Cy Young. And you know, it's interesting about Urias. He's never even made an All-Star team, and that really is our two picks now that I've eliminated Verlander. And Cole to me should be the favorite, is the favorite, and he looked pretty good.
I'm going with Framber Valdez. He's the one that is going to probably benefit from this pitch clock the most because of the tempo in which he works. Hitters are never going to feel comfortable against him. For the most part, he's going to quick pitch you. He's going to be on top of that mound, ready to throw. Now it's going to be incumbent on hitters to use up with nobody on their 12 seconds and with nobody on their 7 seconds and with nobody on their 12 seconds, because otherwise you're at the mercy of him. And you know, one thing about hitters, none of us like to be rushed. And so I think he has a big advantage here. He's already a terrific pitcher. He's an old school pitcher. He's not trying to punch you out. He's just trying to get you to beat the ball into the ground. He wants to use as few pitches as possible. I love his style. I think he's the Cy Young Award winner this year.
Yeah, I'm going to date myself here. This is well before your time, but it's a modern day Jim Cott or Randy Jones.
That left 100% Randy Jones.
Yeah,
100%
before your time. Yeah.
They're both before my time. I just happen to know Randy a little bit better. So,
right.